into the bus stop. It is Sheldon Creed that hangs on to that position as they work around some lap traffic. Joey Gase goes to driver's left, allowing the leaders room to the bottom. Ty Gibbs now closing within one car length of Sheldon Creed.
This is a ways back from the leader, Connor Zilich, who was already making his way through turn number six. Just off turn number five, it is Sheldon Creed, his teammate Ty Gibbs right there with him, staying nose to tail for the pair of Toyotas through turn six, headed to seven.
With now eight laps to go, as Connor Zilich will come by start finish. He is really off the throttle, as Zilich coasting his way down the hill, now doing everything he can to save fuel. Meanwhile, behind them, side by side for the second spot, to the inside is Ty Gibbs, the outside is Sheldon Creed.
Ty Gibbs kicks the door open, drives on through in the 90 degree right hand turn number one, and you can move him up a spot. Ty Gibbs now to the second position. Sheldon Creed drop kicked back to third. They are a country mile behind the leader, Connor Zilich,
who is already onto the back straightaway by himself, free and clear of traffic and in fuel saving mode into the inner loop for the race leader, Connor Zilich. Battle for second, just getting there now. Ty Gibbs has it. Sheldon Creed in the third spot, trying to retake that position. Cannot, falls back in the line. Gibbs maintains the second position by a car length in hand.
The bad thing about it for Sheldon Creed, he was trying to save fuel. Now he's trying to get back into that second spot as he looks to driver's right of Ty Gibbs, but he's about three car lengths off of Ty Gibbs, coming off of turn number five, headed to turn number six. Hard braking, Gibbs goes higher through the corner. Sheldon Creed to the bottom side of the corner and will still lose about four spots.
As Connor Zilich, the second fastest car on the track, last lap, but I concur with what Alex Hayden said. He comes across the start-finish line, and he is literally coasting all the way down the hill. The driver that was running third is now on pit road. That's Sheldon Creed. Ty Gibbs goes second. Move AJ to third. Brandon Jones to fourth. Sam Mayer to fifth. Sheldon Creed on pit road.
This is going to be a very quick splash of fuel. I checked in with Sam McCauley after their pit stop, and he felt they were close and could make it on fuel. They're going to go about 3 seconds of fuel. This way they know there's no concern about fuel on this. Working for a good finish after they got passed by Ty Gibbs. They thought maybe that saving fuel and trying to get to the end might not be their best strategy. So Sam McCauley pulls an audible heel and brings them in for 3 seconds of Sunoco Racing fuel.
He'll fall way down the leaderboard as we're going to have six laps to go next time by for Connor Zilich, the race leader. Now Ty Gibbs up to second. However, Gibbs is 6.1 seconds behind the race leader. AJ Allmendinger is now third, but he's 17 seconds behind.
Brandon Jones, 21 seconds back. Sam Mayer.
There's trouble on the back straightaway. Matt DiBenedetto just blew up his machine. Smoke coming out of the back end, and he may be putting fluid down on the backstretch.
So we'll wait and see if there is indeed any reason to put the caution flag out. Right now, NASCAR is taking a close look at it. We stay under the green flag. Let's pick up the race leader, Connor Zilich, now as he makes his way around the race course, headed over to the S's.
He just exits turn four onto the back straightaway. To Matt DiBenedetto's credit, he kept the car way off driver's left, up next to the safety barrier, hopefully out of the line for the leaders.
He is out of the line, but has come to a stop in the bus stop for the drivers that don't make the bus stop and have to come to a stop and have a penalty. That car has come to a stop, but off of the racetrack, but could be in the racing line for Matt DiBenedetto, as Zilich is already off turn five.
Zilich is already well off of turn number five, headed his way towards turn number six, as Connor Zilich will let off the throttle.
And we are going to see the caution flag come out, and all of a sudden, all that lead Connor had is gone. With five laps to go, Connor Zilich could have just about coasted it from where he was. Not anymore. Caution flag out. Five to go. Connor Zilich, Ty Gibbs, and A.J. Allmendinger, your top three.
Mission Foods is proud to be the official tortilla, wrap, and tortilla chip company of Watkins Glen International. Fully loaded tacos, fast wraps, piled high nachos. Whatever you crave, Mission will help you be race ready with easy to make recipes that will take your race day to the finish line. So keep your racing delicious and enjoy all the mouth-watering action. Brought to you by Mission Foods. Now that's too fast, too tasty.
Every hero's story has a humble beginning. Every legend had to earn their stripes.
Guys like me aren't supposed to do that!
Every superstar had a dream.
It's been a fairy tale season.
Every home track is the start of something special.
That's just good old short track racing.
Oh!
Oh, a little retaliation.
Holy cow!
Learn more about NASCAR regional tracks near you at nascar.com/regional.
From Watkins Glen International, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Give us a follow.
The Motor Racing Network is on Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram. We've got links to all our podcasts, MRN Radio Race Broadcast, and NASCAR News and Information. Video podcasts on MRN's YouTube and Facebook. On X, use the hashtag AskMRN to connect with us and our award-winning race announcers. Give us a like, post a comment, share a podcast. Just search for MRN Radio, the Motor Racing Network, on all your favorite social media outlets.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Tomorrow, it's the NASCAR Cup Series Go Bowling at the Glen. Motor Racing Network's coverage begins at 2 p.m. Eastern from Watkins Glen International.
Just when you thought you knew who was going to go to victory lane, all of a sudden it changes. Matt DiBeno has a issue. Don't know if it was an engine that let go. There was certainly fire out from underneath that car. But the caution flag flies. We have 4 laps to go. As Matt now brings his car behind the wall. 4 laps to go. Connor Zilich out front by 7 seconds, coasting around this racetrack. And Todd, as a crew chief, you've got to say caution to your driver.
Yeah, yeah. No, you don't. You say save fuel. save fuel. Shut that thing off, coast. Save fuel. I think this works out for him. They'll leave him out here, and these caution laps will buy him a little bit more distance he can go.
We are not headed to overtime, at least not as of yet. There are still 4 laps to go this time by. Pit lane is officially open, and the leaders are going to bypass the entrance to pit road with the exception of the 6th place driver. That's Jesse Love. He'll come off the racetrack and come in for routine service. Dave, Connor Zilich, if he wants to win this thing, the way this is now played out, he may have to worry about some very aggressive drivers behind him.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about that. No question. Ty Gibbs has got nothing to lose and everything to gain by running hard here on this restart. A.J. Allmendinger still searching for that elusive win that would catapult him on with some momentum into the playoffs. And lest we forget, not too many laps ago, A.J. was a little bit hot under the collar with Ty for moving him up the racetrack to take the lead away. So, yes, this could get very interesting.
And very interesting. We'll also head to the inner loop where Kyle Ricci has been watching a great passing zone. On entry, it is high speed, high drama down there in front of you.
A lot of drama involving Connor Zilich mid-pack, especially after that penalty a little bit ago. Dave mentioned some of the front runners. I'm going to be watching Brandon Jones, a driver currently outside of playoff contention, has had a quietly consistent day among the top 5 right now. Needs a win to make the 12 driver playoffs here over the next couple of weeks here in Bristol next week. So he's in pretty good position right now to maybe get it done here this afternoon at Watkins Glen.
And Jason Toy, if you haven't gotten the job done at least to that point in a lap, you've got 2 corners left to do it.
Yeah, you definitely have to do that. But also, too, did they save enough fuel and how hard are you going to push them if you're A.J. Allmendinger, Brandon Jones, Sam Mayer? Of course, Kyle talked about with Brandon Jones having to do a Hail Mary to be able to get his way into the postseason right now. Points aren't going to do it between here and Bristol. He needs to get a win. He came out here yesterday, ran the ARCA race to get those extra lap times to get a feel more for this racetrack. Does that pay off for him, or does his teammate Sam Mayer pick up another win on the road course? We'll have to see, or could be somebody outside of that top 5.
Well, we'll find out together, Jason. I think there's one thing for sure. Whether they pitted on lap 48, 47, 78, or 55, like several of the drivers have, They are going to push it all the way until the fuel evaporates from the tank. It is going to get physical. The question is, and I guess I'll pose it to you, Alex. You know, go back to what you asked Dave, which is a great point. Connor Zilich making his series debut. You know he's being coached and mentored very well on the radio. How they want Connor to approach turn one. How they want him to go up to the S's and enter the inner loop, etc.
Steve.
You've got Zilich, and then you've got Gibbs. Then you've got AJ. You've got Brandon Jones, Sam Mayer, Jesse Love. You're going to have hungry drivers. Some of them have already punched their ticket. They know they're going to race for a playoff. Others need the win. They're going to use them as a pinball if they can get to them and stay with them.
Yeah, you're right about that. Go all the way back to our pre-race coverage when Steve Post interviewed Connor Zilich. He told Steve one of the things he needed to figure out is he's never raced with a lot of these drivers and didn't know how they raced. Here's Justin Allgaier coming to pit lane now. Allgaier was well down in the running order. But Steve Post, what's the radio chatter like right now for race leader Connor Zilich and his team?
Well, they're still preaching to save fuel. There still is some disbelief as fast as he was going that he is going to make it to the end on fuel. So they're still telling him even under caution to save fuel and that. Now, they have not really said much about it. Other drivers have talked about the choose here and where you want to choose. The point is, and I think Dave Moody mentioned it, you've got Ty Gibbs, you got A.J. Allmendinger, and Kyle Rickey talked about Brandon Jones, Sam Mayer, the defending winner of the race. They're not all that concerned about the rookie getting the win here in the first one. So they've told him to pull the belts tight and get ready. He talked about in our pre-race about what it's going to be, but right now they continue just to preach to him to save fuel and make sure you have enough fuel left on this one and race it out here when we finally get the green flag.
Connor Zilich, Ty Gibbs, AJ Allmendinger, Brandon Jones, Sam Mayer, top five, Chandler Smith, six, Sheldon Creed, seven, Jeremy Clements, a quiet, good day for Jeremy. He's eighth. Jeb Burton is ninth, and Riley Herbst is 10th.
Parker Kligerman is 11th. Josh Williams is 12th, and Joey Logano 13th. Shane Van Gisbergen is 14th. Brennan Poole 15th. Ross Chastain is 16th. Austin Green 17th. William Byron is 18th. Mike Skeen is 19th, and Parker Retzloff is 20th.
We understand they're going to be coming to the green this time by. That was your top 20. Sammy Smith, 21st. Ed Jones, 22nd. Jesse Love, 23rd, followed by Cole Custer and Austin Hill, Ryan Sieg, 26, followed by Anthony Alfredo, Ryan Ellis, Josh Balicki, and Justin Allgaier is 30th.
31st is Leland Honeyman, 32nd, Eric Almirola, Matt DiBenedetto, 33rd, R.C. Enerson, 34th. 35th is Thomas Annunziata, 36th is Alon Day, 37th, Kyle Sieg, 38th, Kyle Weatherman.
Lights out over in front of Kyle Rickey as they double up, and we are ready to go.
Connor Zilich picking the inside lane on the twos over Ty Gibbs, who will go to driver's left, and it's A.J. Allmendinger and Brandon Jones. What will be inside and out when they get to turn one here for the restart is the back half of the field continuing to choose their restart lanes as we're set to go back to green with just a couple laps to go.
Yeah, two to be exact when they come around to take the green flag. Again, we are not in overtime. The advertised distance is 82 laps here in the Mission Foods 200 at the Glen. So will be two laps to go to settle this one. Connor Zilich and his maiden start in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Been a great day. He won pole position. He's led the most laps so far today, a total of 35, but he has yet to settle this thing. He's got Ty Gibbs second. A.J. Allmendinger is third. Fourth is Brandon Jones. Sam Mayer fifth. Chandler Smith. Sheldon Creed. Jeremy Clements. Jeb Burton and Riley Herbst.
Time to settle it here at the Glen. Watkins Glen International. Can Connor Zilich hold everybody off on his first career start and go straight to victory lane? Or will it be Ty Gibbs, AJ, Brandon Jones, Sam Mayer? Let's find out. Here they come back to the Geico restart zone. Zilich on the inside. He needs a good launch. He needs a good start with Gibbs alongside. AJ gives Connor the boot. He's going to move him out. AJ's going to try to take him three wide into turn number one.
AJ Allmendinger trying to thread the needle and take the lead late. They all fan out through turn one. Car spinning further back. Connor Zilich, though, gets away with the lead. The battle will be for second. A.J. Allmendinger up through the S's. He'll take the number two spot away. Third goes to Sam Mayer. Ty Gibbs drop pick. Oh,
Top of the hill, it is Connor Zilich at the front of the field trying to break away up the back straightaway.
Caution on the speedway. We're headed to overtime. There's a car stop. It's Austin Hill. His machine heavily damaged after the big crash in turn number one. Dave, not so sure too many cars were able to drive away with that without too much damage.
Anthony Alfredo spewing smoke and steam out of that machine. Heavy damage on the front end. A couple of other cars have got more minor damage right now. But yes, Austin Dillon and Anthony Alfredo, the main culprits in that one.
Well, now you got to start thinking about fuel as we head to overtime here this afternoon at the Glen.
Napa! Did you know that 1 in 4 vehicles on the road will need a new battery this year? Don't wait till it's too late to do something about it. Test your battery regularly, and if you need a replacement, Napa has you covered with a full range of long-lasting, high-performance batteries for every make and model on the road. So don't wait until your car won't start or you're stranded on the side of the road. Test your battery today or find the replacement you need at Napa locations nationwide, because it's our mission to keep you moving. Napa!
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down. Now we put our foot on them. Then that's the attitude you got to have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
You want drama, confusion? We've got it for you right now. They are stopping the field or trying to stop the field because there is oil that has been laid down through turn number one. Connor Zilich tried to slow down, and others just kind of drove by them. And yet at the same time, they're trying to stop everybody here in the front straightaway.
Yeah, a little confusion out there, Todd.
Yeah, and you get to a point, this is where everybody's going to try to take advantage of it. If a car under caution doesn't maintain a reasonable pace, they lose their position. So if they see a car slowing down, they're going to try to drive by and just take advantage of them. They know they can't drive past the 88 on fuel. They've got to do it when they can do it when they can.
NASCAR is going to have to sort that out and clean up everything. Down in turn number one, the red flag is now being displayed out of the right hand of chief starter Caden Kritzer. From Watkins Glen International, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast. The 1993 season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
From tickets, parking, and travel, race weekends can be stressful. Let Racing Electronics make communication easy. With a scanner and EasyTalk intercom system rental from Racing Electronics, you can effortlessly talk over the noise of the race. Hear uncensored driver and crew communication from every team in the race or tune into the race broadcast with your favorite MRN announcers. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com today.
Tomorrow, it's the NASCAR Cup Series Go Bowling at the Glen. Motor Racing Network's coverage begins at 2 p.m. Eastern from Watkins Glen International.
Red flag is out here for the NASCAR Xfinity Series Mission Foods 200 at the Glen. A multi-car crash on the restart over in turn number one, and a lot of heavily damaged race cars has put fluid down all over the racetrack down there. The reason for the red flag, the cars have come to a stop here on the front straightaway. So how is this going to play out? It's been talked about, Chris Wilner, about how much Sunoco fuel is left in the tank for a lot of these drivers. What about Sam Mayer?
Well, it's been max fuel save for the last several laps for Sam Mayer, really the last whole run. But Marty Glynley, his crew chief, came over the radio as Sam came to a stop here on the front straightaway and said, okay, you got an option. We can come down pit road when it opens, top off on fuel, be safe, finish 29th. Sam came on the radio and said, absolutely not. I am not losing this race. Keep me out. Sam was able to save, according to Marty, two extra laps than what they think the 88 of Connor Zilich has in the tank. So if all plan goes according to plan, Sam Mayer has enough fuel to get to the end. But again, fuel pressure, they said, as he was coming to a stop was good. We'll see what happens when they get the cars refired. But Sam Mayer going full attack here. He wants to win this race.
So Todd Gordon, when you look at the strategies of those drivers in the top five, top 10 positions, is any one or two of those drivers, in your opinion, in a good spot?
I mean, when you look at it, Sam Mayer, I want to start with Connor Zilich because I believe he goes back to the front. But Connor, Sam Mayer, Gibbs, and Allmendinger all came at 48, which is right on the edge of the window. I felt like they were good to go here, but you know what happens with another one? We've got to have a lap to let pit road get open before we get going. So we're gonna that puts you edgy. Chandler Smith came at lap 55. That's seven laps later. I think they're in a much better spot. Sheldon Creed, they just came at 75 and topped off. They're back to what, sixth position? Depends on how this sorts out. I think those two cars are in a good position.
You mentioned, depends on how this sorts out. You also said you believe Connor Zilich will get the race lead back. Right now, Sam Mayer is being scored the race leader. An awkward and a weird scenario played out. Explain the scenario and exactly what you think will play out on this situation.
I don't know all of it, but as NASCAR was asking these guys to stop because they needed the oil cleanup in turn one, and they don't put the red out until all the cars stop. Well, I think in this situation, you had Connor Zilich slowing down and A.J. Allmendinger slowed down too. Drivers see that as maybe they ran out of fuel. They're not maintaining pace car speed or a reasonable pace. They're going to pass them because if you don't maintain a reasonable pace, you lose the positions on the racetrack. So we had cars drive by the leaders, but I think the leaders were actually trying to do what NASCAR asked and stopping the field. So we'll see where that all plays out.
And I believe NASCAR has just reset the running order on our board showing Connor Zilich out front, A.J. Allmendinger is second, followed by Sam Mayer, Gibbs, and Chandler Smith. So what are they thinking with A.J. Allmendinger? Let's find out. Postman?
Yeah, the conversation on A.J. Allmendinger's radio has been fascinating, talking about the chews. Their preference would be on the front row, and assuming he's going to start in the second spot alongside of Connor Zilich. But they also reminded him last year, Sam Mayer and Ty Gibbs absolutely just wowed each other, wailed each other down into turn number one. So the point on that was, is Sam going to play fair or is Sam just going to bury it down in there? And that's a choice that AJ is going to have to make here when we get ready to do the chews. Let's see if we can catch up with Alex Jantz, the crew chief on this team right now, as he's sitting down here on the pit box. Alex, when you look at what's your take on where we're going here with this green-white checker at the finish?
You know, that's a million-dollar question. I don't know that there is a right answer. There's so many scenarios to run through your head. We prevailed right there by taking the bottom second row. So right now the question is it worth taking the front row and hoping they race you straight up? But, you know, if you get shoved off the racetrack, it kind of ends your day to put you third or fourth. So I don't know. We're still talking about it on the radio. It'll be a game time decision for sure. And we're going to leave it up to the man in the seat.
How are you on fuel? Where's your status with fuel also to add to the mix, of course?
That's another hope and pray right there. We were good for that last green white checkered, but going into overtime here, man, it's going to be close for everybody up front.
There we go. Hope and pray. That's the strategy down there. That's Alex Jantz, the crew chief. Stay tuned, guys. I think this is going to get interesting.
I think it is. Todd Gordon mentioned a moment ago he felt like Chandler Smith, our fifth-place driver, was in a much better position Sunoco fuel-wise. Chris Wilner, what are you hearing?
Well, let's hear from his crew chief, Jeff Mendering. Okay, Todd Gordon thinks you guys are in a really good spot. How is the fuel aboard that Toyota, and what do you think? What do you tell Chandler with guys ahead of him that may be stuttering on fuel here?
Yeah, obviously we are in a better spot than the guys ahead of us. We're good for another at least six laps of green flag running. So, yeah, we're in good shape. Chandler's done a great job in our Toyota today, and hopefully we can pull this off. I'm sure it'll get exciting. Hopefully we don't have too many more overtime runs here, but I think we're good. I think we're in better shape than most around us.
When you look at the drivers ahead of Chandler, when you have AJ and Sam Mayer, and we kind of know what's happened here in the past, what do you tell Chandler as far as maybe how to approach this restart? Because I know Chandler's going to want to go for it.
Yeah, he's got to. I mean, you can't really plan for that. If you lay back, it won't happen, and then you won't be able to do anything with it. So, yeah, we'll just, I mean, we gotta do what we can do to get to the lead, and if something happens and we get involved in it, then it happens, right? So yeah, at this point, we're good in points for the playoffs and everything like that. So we want bonus points. We want to win, so that's what we're going for.
All right, appreciate your time. Jeff Mendering, crew chief for Chandler Smith. Again, six laps to the good. They could do this green-white checker thing a few more times if they need to here, but we'll see what happens on this ensuing restart.
They're a two-time winner this year, talking about Chandler Smith and Jeff Mendering and this Joe Gibbs Racing team. Picked up the win at Phoenix a couple of weeks later. They were back in victory lane at Richmond. Dave Moody, question for you. How many truckloads of oil dry are we using?
The Gobi Desert is a close second to what's going on out in Turn 1 right now. There's a lot of bags of Speedy Dry going down, not just in Turn 1, but quite honestly, all the way up through the S's, all the way to the top of Turn number 4. There are a couple of trucks gathering themselves up here in Turn 4, and I think they're going to add the backstretch to the hit parade, because a lot of those cars, when they got together down there, knocked the radiators out, knocked the oil pumps off, and there is a lot of various kinds of fluid all over this racetrack.
So Connor Zilich is being scored the race leader. Now his crew chief is Andrew Overstreet, and that entire race team down there trying to get to victory lane here today at the Glen. Steve Post, you're in the pit box.
Yeah, Andrew, what's your take? What are we looking at here with this green-white checker? We know you have a fast race car. Fuel is a concern. Rough racing is a concern. What's your take? What have you told your young driver as we get ready to go?
Told me he's been the best guy out here all day. Just go out there and race. I mean, if we get clear of Turn 1, there's no one that's been better than him getting up through the S's and into the bus stop all day. So we just got to make sure these guys play nice here and try to bring it home.
Andrew, you've had a tremendous roster of great drivers in your car this year. What's it been like working with Connor here this weekend?
I've been working with Connor all year at the simulator, and we've been getting to know each other, but he's so smart. I mean, with his racecraft and everything else, for being as young as he is. But it's been a privilege having people like Bubba Pollard and having Carson Quapple. They all have great racecraft, and it's a blessing to have these young drivers and be able to come out here and win with, or try to have a shot to win with rookies.
No doubt. Okay, final question. I've heard you guys just wearing your driver out about saving fuel. I know the lap times have been good. How comfortable are you at in the saving fuel category?
I got to put my faith in him. I mean, I trust him to do what's best. We can see it on the data that he's backing up. And, you know, he won 24 hours to Daytona, so he's used to saving gas.
No doubt about it. That is Andrew Abbott, the crew chief on this car with Connor Zilich. And stay tuned. Going to be interesting to see what happens. Interesting onlooker down here, Noah Gregson, hanging out on the pit box, just kind of keeping an eye on things down here with young racer Connor Zilich, who's put on a show so far here today.
Yeah, he mentions Daytona, the 24 hours of Daytona, LMP2 winner there this season. He is driving anything right now with wheels on, under contract. That happened this year with Trackhouse as a race car driver, driving the Cars Tour. That is a late model series. He won here in ARCA yesterday, dominating fashion. Trans Am, which is a road racing sports car deal, that's obviously where he has honed his craft, driving for the IMSA sports cars, the Xfinity series, the truck series, anything that anybody taps him on the shoulder to say, come drive my car. And why wouldn't you say, come drive my car?
Well, and he's not a one-trick pony. Yes, he is honed as a road racer, but in the ARCA Menard Series and ARCA Menard Series East, he's won at some difficult oval tracks. He's won at the Monster Mile in Dover. He's won at the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway in Tennessee. He's won at Indianapolis Raceway Park. He's won on a lot of different types of racetracks, not just road courses, but clearly he is at most comfort on the road circuits, turning both left and right. But the young man can drive anywhere.
All right, so he turned 18 in July. and now he wants to close it out. Let's go right down the leaderboard, at least through the top five, six. I'm going to drop the name. You're going to tell me why they are here to win, and all of them are, but some of them for different reasons. A.J. Allmendinger is such a dominant driver on the road course. He lines up in position number two. Don't know whether we'll restart outside of Connor or behind him. A.J. Allmendinger.
A.J. Allmendinger's been the man in the NASCAR Xfinity Series on road courses in the last, what, five, 7 years. He's been the dominating guy. But he has not won in the last handful of races on road courses. Heck, you dropped the stat earlier in the race, Jeff, when he took the lead. This is the first road course he's led this season in, what, three or four races. So Allmendinger wants to get back to victory lane for confidence. But I think the big thing is just to reestablish himself as, yeah, I'm still a four here on the road courses in the Xfinity Series.
11-time winner on road courses, the 42-year-old driver, A.J. Allmendinger, restarting in position number three. The driver that went to victory lane here just 1 year ago in Sam Mayer.
Sam Mayer is a driver that's moving on from this team at season's end. He's going to the NASCAR Xfinity Series Haas Factory team next season. So with Sam Mayer being that kind of driver, he's also that type that he'll drive hard and apologize later. He's not afraid to do that. He did it here a year ago to get the win here at Watkins Glen. I can see Sam Mayer doing the same thing today.
Looking for career win number seven. Just 21 years old from Franklin, Wisconsin. You get back to a driver that runs regularly on Sundays, and we'll talk about him tomorrow, I'm sure. Ty Gibbs, ready to go from position number.
Not want Connor Zilich to break that record that he has as the last driver to win in his series debut, as Ty Gibbs did that in 2021 on the road course at Daytona.
I want to get back to Chandler Smith and Sheldon Creed here in a minute. What's it going to take for Sam Mayer to go back-to-back? Let's find out, Chris.
Well, his crew chief is Marty Lindley. Climbed back up on top of the box. We heard the conversations earlier, and I know Sam really wants to get this done. Did he save enough fuel, and what do you think about this ensuing restart?
Yeah, we were in the same situation last year, and it worked out for us. You know, our pace was a good bit slower. We backed him down a pretty good bit, maybe 2 seconds a lap from the 88 and the 19. So, you know, we pitted at lap 48, same as last year. So it's going to be it's your guess is as good as mine, but we just don't need to see another caution. We need to get it back going and race it to the end.
Do you talk to your driver about this restart and obviously what happened in years past and knowing that you're going to have to be aggressive, but or do you just let Sam do his thing?
Yeah, just let him do his thing. I think last year he made a mistake. He got in the back of the 19. They've had some history together, but I don't think you'll see that out of him much anymore. But, yeah, he's going to race hard. Hopefully the thing don't run out of fuel and we can get to the end.
All right, appreciate your time. It's going to be nail-biting time here for Marty Lindley and crew as Sam Mayer is going to look to go back-to-back. And he talked about what happened last year, but I think it's interesting. Pitting last on lap 48 a year ago, they did so this year. Do you believe in those kind of omens, guys?
Well, you have to. You absolutely have to. Zilich, Allmendinger, Mayer, Gibbs, we got you through the front four. Alex's thoughts on the aggression meter and why these drivers are going to be twisted as much as they can to go to victory lane. Chandler Smith, position number five.
Yeah, Chandler Smith's trying to better himself in the playoffs. He would love to get a win here, get that extra playoff points and all that comes along with that. Add his third win to his resume for the season. Furthermore, the best he's ever finished, Chandler Smith, on a road course at this level has been seventh. He did that at Sonoma, California, so he's just trying to improve.
I'm going to take you two more, Sheldon Creed and Brandon Jones. Sheldon Creed, ready to go from position number six, career start number 95, and I can think of one big reason.
For Sheldon Creed?
Yep.
Because he's tired of being asked when you're going to win. He's been Mr. Second Place, and I think if anybody asks him again if he finishes second, he may just smack them around a little bit. Sheldon Creed just wants to get to victory lane to prove to himself that he can, in fact, do it. When you look at seventh place Brandon Jones, he needs to win if he wants to be a playoff driver.
So there's a lot of reasons why it's going to get very aggressive as we head to overtime once cleanup is complete here at the Glen.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore are thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with GEICO, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Why'st must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
During that commercial break, we were talking with Dave Moody, and Dave said he thinks we are just about cleaned up, just about ready to go. We'll check with him when we come back. It's Zilich right now under the red flag. Allmendinger, Mayor Gibbs, and Chandler Smith, top five from Watkins Glen International. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You crave power. You bleed speed. You live for the roar of the crowd and the taste of victory, but your ride is holding you back. Ignite your engine soul with E3 spark plugs. The same spark that fuels NASCAR champions unleashes explosive power in your ride. Don't just dream of speed. Make it your reality. Find E3 at your nearest auto parts store. E3 spark plugs. E3, what are you running?
Welcome to Homestead Miami, your home for the racing high life. A track as vibrant and colorful as South Florida. An Xfinity and Craftsman Truck Series playoffs doubleheader on Saturday. A Cup Series playoffs showdown on Sunday. And it's all caliente.
Side by side for the race lead.
NASCAR playoffs weekend at Homestead Miami Speedway. October 26th and 27th. Get your tickets now at homesteadmiamispeedway.com.
Hell of a job, guys.
Listen to daily NASCAR news from the Motor Racing Network on NASCAR Hot Pass and NASCAR Today on your local MRN radio station.
Just a moment ago, we gave you the top seven. Jeb Burton is eighth. He needs to win to race for a playoff spot. He is right now in position number eight. Then you get back to Shane Van Gisbergen. Where in the world is Shane, Ben? Well, Van Gisbergen has led 14 laps here. Alex Hayden, he has to be ready to go from position number nine. He has been up and down and up and down the leaderboard.
Yeah, he started today's race at the back of the field because they had unapproved adjustments on his car. They worked on his brakes just a bit before the race started, so he started at the back. He rallied up. He's led 14 laps today. On his last pit stop, Shane Van Gisbergen was busted for speeding on pit road, had to do a pass-through penalty. But after this last couple of cautions back on lap 76 when Matt DeBenedetto stopped his car, and this latest crash over in turn number one that's put us under the red flag, Shane Van Gisbergen's been able to rally up the leaderboard, and he's now in the number nine spot. So you're right. It's been mountains and valleys, and it's fitting in this area.
Yeah, absolutely. One more mountain to climb for Jeremy Clements, who is back in 10th position, but he's had a good day. He'd like to close it out with a solid top 10 finish. We can't do it. And we can't have an infield party, Dave, until we wrap this thing up. And we can't wrap it up until we clean it up over in front of you.
Wait, infield? Well, I hadn't heard about the infield party, but thanks.
You've
for,
been there before.
Allegedly. But yes, they are. They have cleaned up. They've got the job done at this end of the racetrack. If there's an advantage due to any remaining speedy dry being put down, it's probably going to go to the car driver's right as they make their way up through turns 2, 3, and 4. Driver's left is where the bulk of the oil and the oil dry got laid down. Again, they've done a terrific job of getting it all soaked up and cleaned up, but if there's any advantage to be had, it would probably be to the driver on the right.
Well, Jeb Burton, who was being scored in the number 8 spot, well, that will change. Jeb Burton has just gotten an assist from the tow truck back to the garage area, and he's climbing out of his race car. So Jeb Burton will be out of the race as the engines have refired down on the front straightaway. We are yet to remove the red flag and put the caution flag out, but I believe we're getting closer and closer.
And I believe that nobody's going to fire that engine until they absolutely have to, until they're told to move. The red flag still hangs from the starter stand, and the yellow flag will indicate that we're going to go back and start moving around this racetrack at 45 miles an hour, by the way. That is the pace speed. And obviously, as a crew chief, are you done pacing? Because either you've got enough or you don't, talking about Sunoco Racing Fuel.
Yeah, you're still worried about it, still trying to put it through. You know that you could come and pit at this point if you had to. We saw Sheldon Creed come down to pit road and top off with fuel. They said if we had to do it and you ran out, you're going to be 29th. I don't know. I'm still thinking about what's going to happen forward here and really listening to my driver about what the fuel pressure looks like when he fires this thing back up.
And they're doing that right now. The red flag has been lifted. The caution flag is back out. The field refires and begins to roll away from the end of the front stretch right into turn number 1. I'm not overly convinced that the caution flag is about to be put away for the last time either.
I'm not either. And I think if it flies, no matter who it flies for or how many it flies for, I would have to think if you are still running and last pitted on 47 or 48, at some point, Postman, you can weigh in on this. At some point, if we were to get another caution flag, if you pitted on 47 or 48, you'd almost have to come to pit road, would you not?
I think. I mean, it's how much fuel did you save? I mean, I agree. I think we're pushing it where we're sitting right now with some of these drivers. So add another pace lap or two here and then a green-white checker. And if we have to tee it up again, I would think they've got to be in trouble on this. But you just don't know. Hope and pray. That's what Alex Jantz, crew chief for A.J. Allmendinger, said. And I think, while hope and pray may not be an analytical strategy, it might just be the best course of action here, because I think everybody, with the exception of the cars that we've documented, Chandler Smith is in good shape on fuel, Sheldon Creed's in good shape on fuel, everyone else is in hope and pray mode, I believe.
Well, keep in mind, these cars do not have a fuel gauge in it like your street car. So, Todd Gordon, how do these teams really have any idea how much fuel is in the car?
It's a guess. It's a calculated guess, but it's a guess, especially here in the Xfinity Series. If you go to our Cup race tomorrow, the telemetry that plays out the throttle position, the speed, the gear that it's in, and these teams all have the ability to take that data and plug it back in and actually calculate how much fuel they're burning, what kind of mileage you're making. They can get pretty close. Here in the Xfinity Series, we're still on a carbureted engine. There's no accurate throttle position and fuel flows for these. So you're trying to guess how much time you've had open, wide open throttle, and just looking at the traces you've got, how much that the throttle blade's open, and making a guess at what kind of mileage you've made. You've calculated the mileage as you filled it up through the pit stop, so you know what your average mileage of the day is. But in a situation like this where you're asking Connor Zilich out front to save me fuel, but the lap time's getting faster, you got to look at how much time he's got the butterflies closed and how much fuel we're saving out of that. It's an educated guess.
Championship winning crew chief Todd Gordon on his thoughts on how you save fuel. Do they have enough? By the way, Justin Allgaier will get the free pass, and we'll bring Chris Wilner in on this equation, because you have been listening to the radio of a number of teams and drivers. Ty Gibbs last pitted on lap 48. Any concern? Again, I'll just pose the same question to you that I just did to Postman. If we were to get another caution flag, would you expect to see them come to pit road?
It's going to be very close, Jeff, and I think you would, especially if you're Ty Gibbs. I checked in with crew chief Seth Chopka there on the Toyota camp for JGR, and he just said, you know what, it's going to be super close. I would think that they're in about the same ballpark as Sam Mayer when it comes to fuel, so it's just going to be about making sure you have enough in the pickup and enough on the fire off, and then making sure you can get to the finish. but they felt like, much like what Sam Mayer was talking about, that Ty Gibbs did a great job of saving fuel prior to the caution and the subsequent red flag. So, yeah, it's nervous moments down here because you've got a couple like Chandler Smith that are good on my end of pit road, and then you've got the Ty Gibbs-Sam Mayer situation. So lots of nervous Nellies down here in these pit boxes as we get set for this restart.
Pit lane is open. All the lead lap cars at the front of the field are going to stay on the track with the exception of way down in the field. Sammy Smith back in 24th is going to come to the pit lane. So there's good news, there's bad news right now under these caution flags. Good news is there's plenty of elevation change, Todd. You can coast and save fuel. Bad news is when you go down, you got to go back up and you got to be on the gas.
Yeah, we saw this with Marcus Ambrose at Sonoma at one point. He was leading and in saving gas with the engine shut off. He didn't get it fired back up to go back up turn one, lost that pace. That's part of what we were talking about, the teams trying to, drivers trying to take advantage of, and lost positions on the racetrack. Got to make sure you fire back up to get back up these hills. But as you talked about, there is a lot of coasting area here.
And you do not want to put this, as they say, in the umpire's hands. Don't let the umpire make a decision on a call on you. So maintain pace car speed. The cruise control set on the pace car. But if you back up, you don't want to go any more than, what, three, four, five car lengths behind the pace car?
Yeah, and you'll probably slide all the way up. Not passing him, but getting up beside him to try to save that fuel and run more you can. But you don't want to give up people an opportunity to put you in jeopardy and make NASCAR make a call.
We are going to overtime here in the Mission Foods 200 at the Glen. So we'll take the green flag when we get the signal to do so. We'll take the green flag. If a caution comes out before the leader comes all the way back around to the start-finish line to take the white flag, we'll slow them down to line them up and do it again for an unlimited number of times to do that. However, in overtime in NASCAR, if you take the green flag, you run under the green all the way around, leader gets to the start-finish line to take the white flag, then the next flag ends it. Whether it's staying green and going to the checkered flag, or if there's a yellow flag, the field will be frozen and the race will be deemed official.
Well, it is time to find out how this thing all shakes out. The field working behind the pace car, inner loop over in front of Kyle Rickey. Lights are still on. We expect them to go dark and we'll go back under the green flag. Overtime coming your way here at the Glen. It's been spectacular. Kyle, lights out. Time to go back to work.
And the top two go to the inside. Connor Zillage and A.J. Allmendinger. Sam Mayer in third will be the first driver off to driver's left. Then it's going to be, it looks like, Ty Gibbs to his inside. Chandler Smith and Sheldon Creed in row three. Shane Van Gisbergen, Brandon Jones inside and out in row four. Parker Kligerman, that is, and Jeremy Clement moving his way into the top 10 in that fifth row.
So Sam Mayer will be to driver's left on the front row. Connor Zillage chooses driver's right. A.J. Allmendinger elects to go directly behind the race leader. On the last restart, Allmendinger forced the issue three wide, played rather gentlemanly, and rolled out of the throttle to let Connor Zillage go. But that was then. This is now as the field works their way down the short straightaway. They'll come into turn number six, one more short straightaway before turn seven, and the Geico restart zone is on the front straightaway, a good 100 yards or so shy of the start-finish line. Lights are out on the Toyota pace car. Jason Brownlow, the pace car driver, keeping the field at bay as they bunch up two by two behind him.
And the field now making their way off turn number seven. The crowd here at the Glen comes to their feet. Overtime finish number 12 all time at the Xfinity Series level. We're headed to overtime now. Time to settle it at the Glen. On the outside, Sam Mayer. He lines up to the outside of Connor Zillage. Connor Zillage. Oh, Ty Gibbs gets moved by Sheldon Creed. He's going to fall all the way to the tail end of the field. Battle for the lead is in turn one.
Here they come into turn number one. Connor Zillage gets away with the lead. He'll pull away immediately by a car length, maybe two. The battle for second. A.J. Allmendinger, driver's right, try to shadow the way up over the turn two exit to Sam Mayer. He's not going to get it done. Mayer goes to second. Allmendinger third.
Top of the hill they come, and onto the back straightaway it is Connor Zillage at the front of the field. Sam Mayer, A.J. Allmendinger racing for second and third. It's Mayer in the runner-up spot. Allmendinger in third. Chandler Smith in fourth. all chasing Connor Zilich. One car goes around further back. It's Brandon Jones, and he gets drilled by one other car that looks like it's going to be Austin Green. Jones keeps the car rolling, but we'll see if Austin Green can roll from the scene of the incident at the exit of the inner loop.
Caution on the speedway. We're headed to double overtime. Ty Gibbs, who ran out of fuel on the restart, came to a stop on the racetrack. Could not get the car out of the way. And then the big crash that Kyle Ricky described over there. Connor Zilich continue to make it on Sunoco Fuel. He's the race leader. Sam Mayer second. AJ Allmendinger is third.
Mission Foods is proud to be the official tortilla, wrap, and tortilla chip company of Watkins Glen International. Fully loaded tacos, fast wraps, piled high nachos. Whatever you crave, Mission will help you be race ready with easy-to-make recipes that will take your race day to the finish line. So keep your racing delicious and enjoy all the mouth-watering action. Brought to you by Mission Foods. Now that's too fast, too tasty.
Every hero's story has a humble beginning. Every legend had to earn their stripes. Every superstar had a dream.
It's been a fairy tale season.
Every home track is the start of something special.
That's just good old short track racing.
Oh! A little retaliation.
Holy cow!
Learn more about NASCAR regional tracks near you at NASCAR.com/regional.
With some very thirsty race cars in first, second, and third, and Connor Zilich, Sam Mayer, and A.J. Allmendinger. Fourth place is Shane Van Gisbergen, and he's got more than enough Sunoco fuel in the tank. Van Gisbergen, absolutely still a player, so we're headed to double overtime. From Watkins Glen International, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Give us a follow.
The Motor Racing Network is on Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram. We've got links to all our podcasts, MRN Radio Race Broadcasts, and NASCAR News and Information. Video podcasts on MRN's YouTube and Facebook. On X, use the hashtag AskMRN to connect with us and our award-winning race announcers. Give us a like, post a comment, share a podcast. Just search for MRN Radio, the Motor Racing Network, on all your favorite social media outlets.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Tomorrow, it's the NASCAR Cup Series Go Bowling at the Glen. Motor Racing Network's coverage begins at 2 p.m. Eastern from Watkins Glen International.
Headed to double overtime here at the Glen. Still plenty of daylight, but Todd, not maybe so much comfort for Connor Zilich, Sam Mayer, and A.J. Allmendinger with the fuel tank.
There's only so many of these green-white checkers that you can save while you're running out there running top five lap times. We'll see where they play out here, but we saw Ty Gibbs was in a similar position on situation. Same lap as those guys were. He ran out on that green-white checker. I don't know how many laps we can go. Even if we can get going, I don't know if you can make two full laps. That's still almost 5 miles here.
Do you like these kinds of races as a crew chief?
I do.
They're better as a broadcaster, though.
No, I did like them. They're stressful, but it's cool when you can work your way into a situation where you can take advantage of it.
Red light's still on the end of pit road. They're going to have to go one more time around before we determine whether or not we see Connor Zilich and Sam Mayer and A.J. Allmendinger. Watching Connor Zilich get passed right here by Sam Mayer. Sam Mayer is being shown as a race leader. That's why. So A.J. Allmendinger now looking to the outside as they kind of bunch up going down the hill.
Yeah, we'll see how that plays out. I'm not sure why, because Connor Zilich clearly was the race leader, I believe, when the caution flag flew. So we'll see what NASCAR elects to do here. Sam Mayer has just gone by Zilich. The top spot, well, it looks like Zilich is going to go back around him over there in turn number two. it just gets a little more tense by every corner, even under caution.
You know, I'm not so sure we don't need to take you around the racetrack under caution. Do they have enough fuel to climb the hill under caution at 45 miles an hour? Dave Moody, they're headed your way.
I don't know that I've ever called a pace lap before, but, you know, we're versatile and we'll do it. Everybody still maintaining pace behind the pace car. Connor Zilich leads the race. Sam Mayer doing a little zigzagging back and forth. That could be to clean the tires, or it could be because the engine started to sputter and he's trying to get the fuel pickup to work. A.J. Allmendinger rides third. Shane Van Gisbergen in fourth. And everybody okay. Kyle Rickey to the top of turn four.
And it's going to get busy when they get to the inner loop here in just a moment. The lap car Leland Honeyman just had a tough time getting through all of the safety trucks, cleaning up the scene of the incident involving Brandon Jones just a few moments ago, which also includes a little bit more fluid that has been put down on the speedway just at the exit of the inner loop on approach to turn number five. So a lot of safety vehicles in the process of mopping that up right now as the leaders approach under the caution flag.
We talk about the fuel pickup, and that's a big problem for teams, especially on oval tracks when the fuel gets low. Fuel pickup, Todd Gordon's in the right rear corner of the fuel tank. Just because we're on a road course turning right and left, that doesn't change, or does it?
Yeah, it's a good question. I know back in, and I don't know with these Xfinity cars, I almost think that they have bladders that have pickups in both corners if you need to. A place like this is predominantly right-hand corners. We would put the box in the left rear corner of the fuel cell. So there's a trap box there with doors on it that will flap so that the fuel will run into that box, and then the door will close and keep it in there, and the pickup will run out of that. I can't speak explicitly for where the Xfinity fuel cell has gotten to, but back in the day, we used to have the opportunity to put it in either one of the corners.
Chris,
guys,
Will?
I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings, but right here at the top of the hill in turn four, somebody, and I don't know who, has put some fluid down right in the middle of the racetrack. I don't know if it's water or gasoline or oil, but somebody has watered the racetrack here at the top of turn four.
And we see the safety trucks over there heading your way and taking a closer look at that area. Chris Wilner, anybody there that you know of that is going to bring their car onto pit road here in a matter of about 25 seconds?
Yeah, Jeff, there's conversations currently going on the radio between Marty Lindley and Sam Mayer. They were expected to just stay out and run the second overtime and hope that it lasts, but as the caution laps continue to pile up, and now as Dave Moody reported, there's more fluid on the racetrack, they may be left with no choice to come down pit road after what happened to Ty Gibbs on that restart. Right now, they still have fuel pressure, Sam Mayer reporting, and he's been rocking the car back and forth to make sure that there's fuel in the pickup, but they are running out of time, especially if we don't get the one to go signal here at this next lap. So we'll see what happens. They're at the ready, the Junior Motorsports crew, to top off Sam Mayer, but he is trying to stretch this thing to at least give himself one more shot.
We're last on pit road on lap 48. Same with Jeremy Clements, who's come off the track. Jeremy Clements is going to put in some Sunoco fuel as we're headed to overtime yet again, but not sure exactly when we get the one to go. Cleanup continues.
Napa! Did you know that one in four vehicles on the road will need a new battery this year? Don't wait till it's too late to do something about it. Test your battery regularly, and if you need a replacement, Napa has you covered with a full range of long-lasting, high-performance batteries for every make and model on the road. So don't wait until your car won't start or you're stranded on the side of the road. Test your battery today or find the replacement you need at Napa locations nationwide, because it's our mission to keep you moving. Napa!
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down. Now we put our foot on them. Then that's the attitude you got to have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
From Watkins Glen International, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast, The 1993 Season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
From tickets, parking, and travel, race weekends can be stressful. Let Racing Electronics make communication easy. With a scanner and EasyTalk intercom system rental from Racing Electronics, you can effortlessly talk over the noise of the race. Hear uncensored driver and crew communication from every team in the race or tune into the race broadcast with your favorite MRN announcers. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com today.
Tomorrow, it's the NASCAR Cup Series Go Bowling at the Glen. Motor Racing Network's coverage begins at 2 p.m. Eastern from Watkins Glen International.
We welcome you back to Watkins Glen on a beautiful Saturday evening. Don't forget, tomorrow, the NASCAR Cup Series will be racing the Go Bowling at the Glen. We'll be here for you once again. Have live flag-to-flag coverage of the Go Bowling at the Glen. 2 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow. Jeff and myself will have NASCAR Live Race Day. Leads right into the drop of the green flag and what we expect to be a thrilling race.
Well, if it's anything like we've had here today, it should be spectacular. We have had 12 different lead changes among 7 different drivers, and I'm not sure that we're not done swapping the lead yet. We did not get the indication that we would go under the green flag, so it will be 2.45 miles from now because the field just now is coming across the start-finish line. Moody, for those that have never been to Watkins Glen International, paint the picture for us, and I'm talking specifically about the crowd, the fans, the infield, the view.
A lot of folks here, as usual. That number will climb dramatically tomorrow. There's no doubt about it. Campgrounds are jam-packed full, which at this time of year, with the kids back in school after Labor Day and all, that's all, not always a given, but there is a tremendous camping crowd here at Watkins Glen. And as usual, Jeff, you've been up in this turn position. I got the best seat in the house, high up at the top of the S's, looking down over the valley, across the lake. Just a gorgeous, gorgeous day. If we were here 2 weeks from now, it would be even better because there's just a little bit of yellow tinge coming into the trees right now. In a-